From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting on the eve of his first address to the opening of the UN General Assembly. President Donald Trump Monday warned the U.S. could take additional measures to address Venezuela's longstanding economic and political crisis. He met with Latin American leaders on the sidelines of the UN meeting.
This corrupt regime destroyed a thriving nation by imposing a failed ideology that has produced poverty and despair everywhere it has been tried.
Mr. Trump said people are starving and the South American country is collapsing. He called the situation unacceptable and said democracy must be restored soon. Earlier, the president called for reform of the UN.
We seek a United Nations that regains the trust of the people around the world. In order to achieve this, the United Nations must hold every level of management accountable, protect whistleblowers, and focus on results rather than on process. To honor the people of our nations, we must ensure that no one and no member state shoulders a disproportionate share of the burden.
The U.S. currently provides nearly a quarter of the U.N. budget, nearly one-third of the funds for peacekeeping operations. Mr. Trump, at a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the U.N. Monday, said he believes there is a chance to make peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
We are giving it an absolute go. I think there's a good chance that it could happen. Most people would say there's no chance whatsoever. I actually think with the capability of Bibi and, frankly, the other side, I really think we have a chance.
Mr. Netanyahu said they would discuss Iran's growing aggression in the region. Israel and the U.S., meanwhile, inaugurated the first American military base on Israeli soil that includes a missile defense system. This is VOA News.